How dead are you? If your life is not a roller coaster. What's special about the roller coaster is the height it takes you and the depth it takes you. The experience is aliveness. When your life has no highs and maybe no deep lows, what you are, instead of being alive, is a walking dead. Resigned, and settled for the scraps at life's table. You see others at the table, seemingly happy, seemingly alive, and you feel regret, shame, and envy. Maybe, for the first time in life, you start seeing yourself. You start seeing how you are. And maybe you also see how you are not. How you are not like others. Maybe you see that you are weird, like I glimpsed this past week. And suddenly you are present to how empty, how drab your life is. Maybe your hopes and dreams were hanging on being normal. A normie. Like some people who, it seems, can't do wrong. You may compare yourself with others, their accomplishments, their looks, and you feel you come out short. Less than. Not enough. Your heart, where rainforests and colorful birds, and life used to live, is now devastated. The lush rainforests is gone. The birds are gone. Life? Gone. Your ups and downs are now tiny. Life is not like a roller coaster. Your ups and downs are about you, about money. A background noise. That you are fat, or skinny, or that you are aging. Or maybe that you are sick. Largely irrelevant circumstances. Maybe your life is about someone, maybe you, being sick, maybe dying. But that is also a circumstance. Storm in a teacup. Your pain is the pain of not having lived. But don't worry, you have company. 90% of all humanity, more than 99% of people over 40 years of age, feel like you. You have given up, you have died a long time ago. Me too. No one can help you. You feel you are done. Because hope is not a strategy. And you feel sad, miserable, anxious. You have chosen, when you still had a choice, chose the selfish genes game. You have chosen the homeostasis, and you didn't choose the soul's game, you didn't choose the spirit's game. The spirit's game is about flying. The spirit wants to fly, but for that you would have to have abandoned homeostasis, and do things you didn't feel like doing at the time. The pain, the sadness, the anxiety is from the tension between what you have, and what you could have had, had you chosen differently. When you read my articles about capacities, skills, a life you love, your highest thought is, it would be nice. It would be nice to be curious like little children who have seemingly unending curiosity. It would be nice to have generosity of spirit. And it would be nice to want to read. It would be nice to forgive my father slash my husband slash myself. It would be nice. If you recognize yourself thinking, it would be nice. The rest of this article is for you. I will do the only one thing that I can do for you, help you to test yourself to see if you have enough energy, life force, to lift yourself out of your current state of mind, your current worldview. The state you experience is not physical, it is a state of mind. People in similar situations have come out of it. What makes it a swamp is that the state of mind of resignation is very sticky at any age. The alternative to this resignation, going for it looks like work. It looks like effort, and the selfish gene says, don't do it. It's not worth it. It will never happen. No matter what you do, nothing will change. And then the selfish gene sends you fear. The death blow. Fear is a socially acceptable reason for not doing anything. And it sends you busy. That is another socially acceptable excuse. Unmotivated? That is not socially acceptable. Lazy? That is not socially acceptable. So you pretend to be afraid to cover up that you don't think it's worth it, that you don't want to put out the effort, that you have accepted that you are dead and will stay that way. You may not be quite dead yet. If you are part of the humanity that is not quite, not totally dead yet, your state may be similar to the following. You are like a bird that is hovering over a big body of water, just barely airborne. It is on the verge of drowning. Occasionally the waves catch a leg or a wing, and pull it down. But so far it has been able to fly again. But there is no shore in sight. And there is no place to go. So you hover. So you hover, and there is dread in your heart, because you see all those dead, and you know that unless something happens, you become one of them. These two groups comprise 99.9% of all people. The age at which people become dead is getting lower and lower. I see children as young as 12. Already dead. Or already circling the drain. The reason is this. Unless you see that you can and it's worth it, you won't do anything. And unless you do something that stretches you, you are stuck with capacities that are only enough to live dead or half dead. And the culture, The current civilization supports dead and near dead. Actually creates it. It gives lip service to aliveness, and purpose, and goals, and achievement. But it is lip service. It's a virus. It's a virus. A mind virus. You can call it memes. Yeah, memes. The short phrases that you spend so much laughing at or nodding at in agreement. You are in theta brain state when you are on Facebook, or when you watch television. Near dream state. And like a sponge, you soak up the virus and get to the walking dead state. The memes tell you how it should be. And of course they are lying. But it is too late for you. You already know how it should be, and that is the first and last stage of walking dead. Because unless you know how it is, you are interacting with the virus-created world that is not real. And you give up, lie down, and let the energy of life, life force, leave you. My students are part of the 99.9%. I have both hoverers and dead. We all need help. All the time. Because the mind virus is strong, and every person you meet is intent on infecting you. So how can I help you? If you want help. That is. How do my unique skills may bring you back from the dead, and make you alive again? My diagnostic methods, my energies, my ability to turn on capacities for you are coming to the rescue. It's a tough job, and none of the commonly touted miracle methods work. No talk therapy, no energy healing, no energies that I have found others use. Nothing seems to be working. Past the initial glimpse of light that people may experience. I am committed to lasting results. That is how I developed my tools, to cause lasting results. With your cooperation and participation, of course. Next Friday I'll start a workshop series. It will go as long as there are participants. It's the same workshop, but it won't be boring. Why do it many times? Because each time you will be different. If not, that is also a diagnosis. It is a diagnostic and transformative workshop. You get to see in it what is your dominant state of being in life, your how, and how you do anything is how you do everything. Once you see your how, we'll look at it. Appreciate it for its power to bring you and your life down. Then we'll brainstorm what how, what future you could bring to life, that would transform you into something alive, something akin a person instead of a zombie. Who you are in the present is given by the future you live into. You see, people get the mood, the energy, the aliveness from the future they foresee for themselves. You are dead, I am dead, because you and I have stopped seeing what's possible for us. The main job of the workshop is to break that cycle. And make you alive again. This workshop is so good, that if there is any life force left in you, it can dislodge you from resignation and return you to the living. Often in just one session. Most people need to come more than once. Once you find that how, once we find that who you could be, I will activate the capacity that is missing. And you'll attempt to be that in life. A turned on capacity and the ability to be that way are not the same thing. Habits, selfishness, fear, laziness, not understanding stand in the way. But knowing that you could, allows you to poke that darn small box you live in. And at some point the box will go. That is why it is a good idea to come as many times as you can. So, what I am setting up is a series. One registration admits you to all sessions. So obviously I am not doing these for the money. Lol. I'll send you an invitation. Here is the link to sign up. The workshop costs $10 for the whole series. https://yourvibration.com/workshop. Looking forward to seeing if there is any life force left in you. Are you scared or are you curious?